There's a famous Gemara in Ksubis, which we spoke about once, but I want to speak about a different Nekuda. The Gemara says in Ksubis that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was traveling with his Talmidim outside Yerushalayim, and he saw a lady. Gemara in Ksubis, Asam of Lovam Abayz. And he saw a lady searching for barley in the tzoya of a chamor. She tells it for a hunger. The glolim of a chamor. And she was looking for food. She was looking for barley, which the donkey hadn't digested properly, that she should have what to eat. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to her, Viti Miyat, who are you? So she says she's the daughter of Nagdima Ben Gurion, who's the Gvir Otzel. So he asked her, where did the money of your father go? So she said to him, he didn't give enough tzedakah. So she said to him, do you remember that you signed the Maiksuba? So he said to her, he turned to his Talmidim, and he said he remembers, he was at the Chasana, Nagim Ben Gur was in the Gdeli Ador, Yochanan ben Zakkai was inside the Kedushin. He remembers he signed on her Ksuba for 1,000,000 dinrei zov. That's how rich the father was. And that's besides other money, he says. She tells her for 1,000,000 dinrei zov was on her Ksuba, and she's looking for food in the Glolim of Chamor. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to him, Ashreichem Yisrael, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you over, he gives you over not just to an Umma Shvela, but to the Chamor of an Umma Shvela. That's the Nazi. So what's the Ashreichem Yisrael over here? Ashreichem Yisrael, what's praiseworthy over here of Klal Yisrael? No, the Nekud is like this, the Pshat like this. It says, in this week's parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Eicho esel levadi torchachem umasachem v'rivchem. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I can't deal with all of you. Kenesh. So the Medrash in Eicho says that there were three who were nisnaba the Loshen Eicha. Moshe Rabbeinu said Eicha Esa. Yishaya said Eicha Yisakir Zayna. And Yirmiyahu was the final stage of Eich of Eicha Eicha Levot. It's not time to play on words. It's brought down in this forum that there's a connection between the three Eichas. Chazal are hinting to us that the root of the korban started with the Eicha of this week's parasha. Eicha esel levadi torchachem umasachem rivchem. The hanhog of Moshe Rabbeinu was a hanhog of shalei kederach hateva. It was a hanhog of clear, unadulterated hanhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If Klal Yisrael would have been holding by the dargo of a dveikus in the hanhaga of Moshe Rabbeinu, of a dveikus in that dargo, is Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have needed any intermediaries to help him out with the leadership. It's too much. The shirish of the Eicha Esa Levadi Torchachem was that Klal Yisrael wasn't ready for that dargo. They didn't want it. They didn't want the hanhaga of Moshe Rabbeinu, the hanhaga, the clarity of the hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They needed intermediaries, they needed other leaders, people in between. Not a clarity. Not the hanhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I just want to explain a nekud over here, which is the one of the basic understandings of the Chorban. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the Bria in a musik of Teva, and the Bria in a musik of Teva is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhoga is not in a clear way. It looks like Teva. We don't see Ashkocha Protus. It's veiled and it's covered over. with shlichim, with intermediaries, with things in between. With Klal Yisrael, the hanhaga with Klal Yisrael is a clear hanhaga. It's hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself runs Klal Yisrael without intermediaries. What happens if Klal Yisrael doesn't see that? If Klal Yisrael doesn't feel it? If Klal Yisrael is not nidbak to that? So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the same hanhaga shalaika derech hateva, the same clarity, just it's going to... If you don't see it when it's good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure you see it when it's bad. The purpose of the Bria is that a person is a Shia HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you're not going to see him in the Beis HaMikdash, so you're going to see him in Auschwitz. Oh, but you're going to see Hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Hanhaga, for example, of the last war. It's Hanhaga Shalaika Derech HaTeva. It's Hanhaga Shalaika Derech HaTeva. Lamaisa, a guy got up in a country that was 2 years before an advanced intellectual country, was the most advanced, most modern intellectual country in Europe. In the passage of a couple of years, he killed out all the Yidden of Europe, the Mises Mishunas in an unusual way, burning people, turning them into soap, in a way that two or three people with a gun were able to kill out whole towns and have tens of thousands of people march into gas chambers. And then when they would come out, no Yidden left, the war was over. Also, Shalaika Derech HaTeva. Is somebody who looks at the whole picture, you see, unless Shalaika Derech HaTeva de Gezach, it's clear that the whole Hechatimsa was a Hechatimsa that Kosh Baruch Hu gave a clear Shalaika there without any intermediaries. There's come out no logical explanation for what happened. Because the pshat is, Chorban means that Kosh Baruch Hu says, look, I'm here being manig you, I'm taking care of you. Bonim Atam Hashem. The kirva is the same kirva. The hanhog is the same hanhoga. If you don't see it and you distance yourself from me, and you make a mechita, Kosh Baruch Hu, there's no mechita, there's no vagueness, there's no teva. But you can, a person can make a teva, a person can make a vagueness. If you're going to make a vagueness, so then you're not going to see me. I want you to see me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I'll make sure you'll see me. You'll see me other ways. I'll see me, you'll see me. I saw brought down that that's the pshat in the Haftarah. Could be the Pasha pshat. Bonim gadalti viramamti. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us up and He raised us up. What's that He raised us up? HaKadosh Baruch Hu raised us up above Teva. Raising us up above Teva means clarity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ran the world in a way where He gave us everything in a clear way, a clear Hanog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yodashar Kaneyu v'chamor evos balo. The clarity that Ashar knows who his balabos is. What's the nekud of the Yod Ashar Kaneu? It's not an intellectual thing, but it's clear. It means Ashar knows where he's getting it from. He doesn't have any sfeikis that he went to college and he got a degree and he became an actuary and he brings home a good parnasa and the stock market went up so he's rich and he's a psaklugi because he invested in oil instead of stocks and he bought gold at the right time. Hey, Ashar doesn't have any of those chokmas, right? He knows exactly where it's coming from. That means Ashar lives in clarity. The clarity. Yodashar Kaneu. It's Mishsechnish. He knows exactly who's giving him food. And it's like a puppy runs after its owner. Right? There's nothing unclear. It's 100% clear. His Dovuk in the Hanhoga of his Balabos, what the Balabos says. Yodashar Kaneu v'chamar evas balav means that that's the Rimamti. The Rimamti is that Kosh Baruch Hu raised us up above the cloud and the unclarity of Teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was manig with Klal Yisrael a darg of Yod HaShor Kaneu. That means Klal Yisrael had the choilis to come to that level of clarity because there's a mitzias like that. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Taka gave it to us in a way that it was clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't throw us to the winds of Teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't throw us to the let things run by itself. That means a Yid was given a matan of Yod HaShor Kaneu with a clarity. To be able to see the Yad Hashem and everything he does. By the way, that was the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was that a person came and saw a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Asara Nisim, he came to the base of Mikdash, he saw Ashkocha Protest, that means it was a Gilui, that they were able to see a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Every Yid came to the base of Mikdash, he came 3 times a year, and he saw Gilui Shechina. Oh, but when a person sees Gilui Shechina and doesn't see it, the Haim Poshu Bi, Mr. Mamti, I raised you up above Teva. Says by Kodesh Baruch, it says by Avraham Avinu, Rashi says over there, Haitzi Yaisai, man, stigness. Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, come outside from your mazalos. Hakadosh Baruch Hu raised them up. A yid doesn't work not only in mazal, and not only in the gulim, not only anything. A yid directly Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Yod HaShor Kodesh, Hakadosh Baruch Hu remembered, Hakadosh Baruch Hu picked you up. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, I'll take care of you myself. And I'll be megala myself to you, and I'll give you everything you need. And that's why it's all the Midrashim that it speaks about the Shefa that it was in the base of Mikdash, in the time of the base of Mikdash, Shalei Kederach HaTeva, the crops that grew, and the Tvua. What is all that? That's all Gilui Shechina. That means that you'd get up in the morning and he grew these huge cucumbers and these huge peiris. That's all Gilui Shechina. That means Yod HaShor Kodesh. A Yid got up in the morning and he saw that his crops grew. It's put on the Midrashim. I saw what the Mishnah Sabbath brings down. Huge Midrashim, but the Gashmir, that was the time of the Beis HaMikdash, was Shalei Kederach HaTeva. The guy grew as a potato, and by Yid grew as a potato. Keep shooting Mamash. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yod HaShor Kodesh. The guy knew where it's coming from. If you forget that, and you're poshu b, person doesn't want to see what's in front of him. Nice, it's a crazy zach. If a person comes to the base of Mikdash and sees Nisim, how can he do chatal? Sorry, Nisim. The ten Nisim. Every yid who came to the base of Mikdash 3 times a year saw Nisim gluyim that went on every day in the base of Mikdash. How can you do a chet? How can it be a Kurban Beis HaMikdash? Nisrei Mamti. Bonu Gidalti Sam. Vein Poshmish. We're able to leave the Hanhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hasab Tzu, the Hanhoga I don't change. The Hanhoga I don't change with you. The Hanhoga is the same. It's the same Gidalti V'Ramamti. But it's going to be the other way. I'll show you a different way. Then you wake up, you'll see that I'm still around. I'll show you with a clarity of Yod HaShor Kaneu a different way. I'm all the Kaneu hits, but it's also Shalei Kederach HaTeva. It's also with the clarity, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us that beating, as a Chorban, and the Chorbanas that came afterwards, that are Bibchina of also of Shalei Kederach HaTeva with the clarity. No person has to see. And what happens if a person doesn't see? And what happens if a person doesn't see? HaKadosh Baruch Hu hits again. That this time you'll see. I remember we spoke. I say this to myself, I'm not saying Musa to anybody, because the Chal, in these inyanim, I'm certainly not holding anywhere. I remember by 9/11, for those of you who remember, most of you already were adults. I remember I had a Zayas Rakshas from the Zach, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have come down, if a hand would have come down from Shemayim and chopped off the top of the World Trade Center, what happened was the same thing. Let's say they would have had the New York Times, instead of having these planes going to the thing, you would have seen a hand come out like a Kanina bin Tad, right? Would have come out, a hand would have come, take off here, from the 81st floor and above. Snapped it off. The firemen wouldn't have even had a chance to come. So what would happen? A hand came out, you hear the smell? A real hand, not a fake hand. A real hand comes out. I was watching live. There was a warning beforehand, a half an hour beforehand. CNN live all over the world. Everyone look at the sky. Hand comes out. Takes a whip, goes up, finish, goodbye. What would happen? Nothing. It'd be a big tumult. They would take shmuzim for a few days. They could spade them. Federal funding for those from the 81st floor and above. And that's it. See, that's what happened to Maisa. What happened? Because Boko didn't show what it called. Same thing, the difference if three planes crashed in at the same time, right? Two planes crashed in exactly the same time, right? That's the same. It's all the same thing. It's not a big difference. It's the same mess. Same Shalei Kederach HaTeva. So everyone got their service, by the way. Over the border, they go lighter. Hashem Yirachim. So that means a person doesn't see. That means the Hanhoga of the Churban and the Hanhoga of Golus only has one purpose: that you should see the Banu Gedalti Ramti. I'm all to Ramti Azeh. That's a pshat in the Medrash. When the Medrash says that there were three Eichas, the Sherish of the Churban started when they left the Hanoga of Moshe Rabbeinu. When they left that clear Hanoga of Yod HaSharkaneu, the Hanoga of Moshe Rabbeinu was the Hanoga of Yod HaSharkaneu, of the puppy trotting after the, going after the oven. That was a Yid. Like Kosh Baruch Hu, the Ananim, they went, Kosh Baruch Hu went, we went, everything was clear, there was nothing vague, there was nothing complicated. The minute that Klal Yisrael stepped out of that thing, the first Eicha, that's already the root of the Korban. That's already the beginning of the Korban. That's already the beginning of the necessity to have a Korban. Because if you're not seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu this way, you're going to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu that way. I saw a Sfasemes, it says a vertical. It says in Hazinu, so Sfasemes is this expression. It says, Hashem bodod yad chenu, ve ein imoy kel necho. El necho. It's a bit zor. Here. Pasuk Yud Beis. Hashem bodod yad chenu, ve ein imoy el necho. Sfasemes says, that Hashem bodod yanchenu means that even when it's Eicha Hoysa bodod, it's going on the Eicha. Even when Yushalayim was bodod, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still yanchenu. Ve'ein imoyel necho, even in Yen HaMatzev. And the pshat in that is, it's not an agav the gazach. No, that's the zach itself. Nothing changes. So when Rabbi Yechirim and Zakai said, Ashreichem Yisrael, what did he mean? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu still with us. Hello, it's Mishunah de Gazach. The girl had a ksuba of $1 million. $1 million, $9 million. $1 million didn't resolve. Hundreds of millions of dollars. And that's the one extreme. And the other extreme is that she's sitting, looking in the gvolim of a chamor for undigested barley. Right? Said of Yechem Zakei, Ashreichem Yisrael. That's Bonum Gedalti Vermamti. I see that we're still in good shape, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because with nobody else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Zaza. Nobody else has $1 million at the Ksuba and looks for barley, undigested barley. That not. You can have poor people and you can have rich people. But does nish. Said of Yechem Zakei, Ashreichem Yisrael. Oh. I still see that we're born in Matal Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu still loves us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu still going with the Hanhog of Ramamti. We're above the Derech HaTeva. It's gefarlich painful, this Ramamti, this one. Aber Ashrechem Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still dying for us. So every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu hits us, and it hurts, so on one hand, it kills. It's like the famous Maisa of Chaim Sanzer. Chaim Sanzer once lost a young child. It was a terrible tsar, a terrible agus nefesh. And if he went on like usual, so the Hasidim asked him, what's our maizis does? Doesn't bother you? He says, I'll tell you, it bothers me. He says, it's like you're going down the street one day, and he said, Chaim Sanzer, and also you feel a sharp pain on your back. A sharp slicing pain. You're afraid you'll be having a heart attack, isn't that? You call Zaka, Hatzolo. No. You're about to faint. And you turn around and you see that's your friend Mendel, who gave you a slap on the back. Chaim, Pasetza. It's Mendel. So it was a friendly slap. He says, of Chaim Sanz, I was walking down the street and I felt a sharp pain. Lost a kid. He said, I turned around. So it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is the chief guide of the story is that the power of the relationship of Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with an endless power. When it's good, it's Asher Ayin Ra'as Azayis. And when it's bad, it's Auschwitz. There's nothing in between. There's nobody like us. There's nobody has that history like us. But there's nothing in between. There's nothing in between. Sometimes there's a few years in between the good and the bad. There's a break in the action. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a chance to absorb what we saw, to see if we went back to see the Avos Bolov or not. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu hit us again. The last 2,000 years of goals have been very painful. And we happen to be now in a break between innings, where there's a big difference between me and you, even though we're close to the same age. But I grew up under the shadow of the war. That's all everyone talked about from the day that I'm a little boy till I grew up. Nobody, they didn't talk about anything else. They only talked about Auschwitz. Everybody I knew, and my parents, and my friends' parents. So there was still a psoration. Today it's over. Baruch Hashem, everybody has money, and everyone's interested in the good life. People forgot that we got a klap. The Churban is the Churban. I'm talking about a Churban that happened relatively a couple of years ago, where they wiped out all the yeshivas and all the shuls and all the yidden and everything. 1,000 years of Jewish life in Poland was wiped out in a few months. And the fact is, we're between innings now, and what I'm saying is a little bit painful, but it's the truth. Because Rohan wants to see if we turned around to see who slapped us. If we turn around to see who slapped us, so then it served its purpose. That's the Eivus Balov. Then Avada will be Zeichet to the other Amamti. If we don't turn around to see who slapped us, so Kosh Baruch Hu slaps you. When your friend wants to talk to you, he slaps you in the back once. You don't turn around. What does he do? He sticks it like this. He gives you another slap. What do you do, Nuzman, when you want to talk to somebody? But you nudge him until he talks, so he listens. Kosh Baruch Hu wants us to talk to him. And he wants us to turn around and look at him and see that it's Mendel. And he wants us to come to Darg of Shor Eivus Balov. And that's our avoid in these days. Everybody on their Darg, everybody in their private life, it's not a Klai Yisrael. Every Klai Yisrael is composed of Yechidim. Every Yid will make a Cheshbon Nefesh of, does he see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his life? Does he see the Hanhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Does he want the Hanhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's where the Sherish of the Churban started. Do you want the Eivus Balov? Do you want Kineyu? Do you want the Hanhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Do we want the Ramamti in the good way? And if every Yid will make a little bit of an effort to shtel tzu to this Nakuda, to lift ourselves up above the Teva and above the mundane things that we think run our lives, and ask a Bakosha, because Baruch Hu should come back and run our lives again, we'll be zikr, be zaycha to see the Yeshua, to see the Ramamti in the positive way, in the Geshmaka way, in the Yeshua Dika way.